every day, right about the, every single Wednesday, right about this time, we talk to a captain of industry. Yes.
Yeah.
Somebody in leadership in their field of influence. And we say, can we learn something from your journey? How did you get here?
And this woman that we are speaking to is exactly that. I think a captain is exactly how I'd describe her. In a male-dominated recording industry, Ninal is not only a senior executive, but one of the only female co-founders of a record label and management agency on the continent. Now, as a formidable entrepreneur over the last decade, Ninal has transformed a unique music startup operating locally to an impactful pan-African independent record label and talent management agency. Now, her accolades go on for days, and the amazing artists and individuals, industries and companies that she's touched and tapped into over the years is absolutely remarkable, and we want to find out how she did it. She is our super boss, giving us a quick masterclass right here on Rise FM. Ninal, welcome to the Rise FM Drive. We are super honored to be speaking with you this afternoon.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Now, how does a woman become one of what I would say undisputed in the recording industry such as yourself? How do you get there?
Well, while I think I followed quite a unique personal career journey, I don't think I've done anything differently from other leaders in their fields. I've worked really hard. I've been pretty focused and pretty dedicated to the work that I wanted to achieve, and I just gave it my best.
And what are some of the...
One thing led to another. That's how it works for me.
I like the one thing led to another. And sometimes we miss out on that, on the journey of becoming whatever we aspire to be, because there's so much to be learned and enjoyed on the journey. I love that you touched on that. And what has been your driving force, especially being a woman? You know, the narrative somehow falls away after August, but there's so many women who continuously want and need to hear how another woman does it each and every day.
I agree. The highlight on women, I hope, always extends beyond August and Women's Month. For me, I've tried to stay very open-minded about every single career choice, every business opportunity. And I think by me being so, maybe I've encouraged that in other people to be as open-minded as well. And I think that means that for somebody that's holding a stereotype of what a female exec of a label or what a female manager of an artist looks like, hopefully I've shattered some of those stereotypes, because this is the work that I do every day. And when I walk into a meeting, I don't accept the stereotypes that you may have or somebody else sitting across from me, or, you know, it doesn't matter if I'm the only female in the boardroom, which is often the way that it is. But I just try to stay focused on what it is that I'm there to achieve from that particular encounter. And hopefully we can always end up working together.
One of the things that really is in my mind right now is the process of enjoying the journey. What do you have to say about that when one is beginning, stepping out, chasing that dream and the destination? Some people would find themselves saying, that's what I want to achieve, and you forget the process of then and now, the journey, enjoying that journey. What are your thoughts on that?
Oh, I hope I never become that person. I have so many things that I experience that I'm so happy about as I'm going about doing what I do every single day. My job is really great. I work with really talented artists. And every single day we do work that helps them get closer to their dreams as a performing artist or a recording artist. You know, when you meet artists and sign them for the first time, it's a couple of years before everybody knows their names. You know, when we met Amanda Amifaku 2 years ago, we had a plan of things that we wanted to be able to achieve together and that we wanted to accomplish. And each time we do that, each time we have a packed, sold-out live show, I know that's a moment to enjoy and to say, look, we worked really hard to get that. When we start getting acknowledgement from the industry, when we get a SAMA nomination and we win a SAMA award, those are each one of those moments are super special, and they're very rewarding for somebody in my position, in my role within the company and in my career.
Ninal, thank you so much for speaking to us. You know, Mpumalanga is a province where the entertainment industry is growing at a vast rate, and to have had the opportunity to speak with you this afternoon has been an absolute pleasure. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you for supporting the music and playing the artists and giving them a shot. Thank you.
It's Mary Jane, and lies in the game. And the game done chose me to bring pain. Pretty women and fake thugs, one in the same. Ever since you told me there's only room for two, I'm making less room for you. Now only God can hold me.